We do a lot of our marketing based upon our Eiffel Tower logo and other Parisian themes. And so it just kind of made sense to do Tour de Paris instead of France.
And the Tour de France is such a great bicycle race. People may not see the Eiffel Tower along the route, but there are a lot of historical attractions along the way. What will people see?
Well, Paris Pike is home to many horse farms, large horse farms as well. Some of the things that they can see are our Duncan Tavern, Hopewell Museum, Thoroughbred Breeders Museum, and the Wallace House and Arboretum, not to mention Millennium Farm, Gainesway Farm, several of the larger horse farms that we have in Bourbon County and in Lexington.
The route is so great. The subtitle to this event is Cycle the Pike, and there will be a lane dedicated to cyclists and plenty of law enforcement and fire department stationed along the route for safety.
Yes, absolutely. One of the reasons why we're touting this so big is because it's the first time in history that Paris Pike is closed down. Many cyclists love cycling the back way to Paris, and they cannot cycle Paris Pike because it's a little on the dangerous side. So now that we've got one lane closed, they'll be able to enjoy it. We had a lot of help being able to get that done.
And it allows them to enjoy the scenery along the way. Tell me about the route itself. There are two routes. There's one long and one short.
Yes, there are two different rides. The first ride is the 24.2 miles. It starts at our courthouse, and it circles around Paris Pike at the Thoroughbred Training Center, and then it goes back to the courthouse. There's also a midpoint ride that's 13.4, and it just circles back a little bit sooner. And tons of fire department and police department, as well as Kentucky State Police, that will be helping lead the ride, as well as finish the ride and be stationed all throughout it.
And hopefully Mother Nature is going to cooperate with some beautiful colors. You are asking people to register in advance. What's the cost? What do they get?
The cost is $15 if they register in advance. That comes with a dry fit t-shirt. We're trying to cater to our cyclists. It also comes with a goodie bag and a wristband. And the wristband will actually get you all kinds of specials throughout our downtown, because our merchants will be having sidewalk sales. Our restaurants will be having dinner and lunch specials. So if you've got that wristband on, you can get all sorts of great deals.
Along with the other activities, there's a free family ride at 10:30.
Yes, there's a free family ride that will utilize our brand spanking new bike lanes that we have going throughout downtown Paris. And there's also going to be a lot of stuff going on at the courthouse from our local bike shops doing demonstrations, music, fun for the whole family.
You can find out how to get more information about the Tour de Paris bicycle ride on October 19th on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Alicia Bowman, thank you.
Thank you.